I apologize if you've heard this story before in one of my homilies, but I use it a lot to keep myself humble. So when I was in college, I helped my dad one summer with some landscaping, and I lost a fight with a bush. And I was trying to pull it out, and its roots were a little stronger than I thought, and my shoulder gave way before the bush did. And I went 8 years just getting by. I'm strong, I'm young, I can handle this, and 8 years of just kind of toughing it out until I was ordained a priest. And distributing communion was my downfall. That repetitive overhand motion all the time was just killing me. I couldn't do it anymore, so I finally saw a doctor, and of course I needed shoulder surgery because I hadn't dealt with it earlier. And I have to admit, I'm a really bad person at being sick. I don't like it. I get grumpy. I don't want people taking care of me. And so I had the surgery, and I was staying with my folks for a few days, and I was adamant. I was getting out of their house as soon as humanly possible. I wanted to be back in the rectory, to be left alone, to, you know, heal on my own. And so I did. I had them take me back as soon as humanly possible when the doctor said it was okay that I could go back to the rectory on my own. I made it a full 16 hours before calling my doctor. And he said, "You need to go to the hospital now." I'd pushed it too much, and of course he says, "You can't be alone for a while. You need to go back and stay with your folks for another week." Are you kidding me? It was the last thing I wanted to hear. I want to be young, independent, strong. I can take care of myself. I don't need people taking care of me. This is the worst. But it was humbling because I needed it. And in that need, I was able to see after a while, and with the help of pain meds, that my parents really loved me. In my pride, I had done more damage to myself, and I needed to take it slow. I needed to rely on the advice of my doctors and those who cared about me. And in the end, I saw that in that weakness, I was able to receive their love more fully, instead of pretending that I can do it on my own. And brothers and sisters, if there's a spiritual ill that afflicts Americans, it is that pride. We are a country built on pull yourself up by your bootstraps. A country built on you're worth what you can produce. I made it on my own. I'm a self-made man. And it is our downfall. Because we stop valuing relationships, love, the ability to receive a gift from someone who cares enough about you to want to help, to give, to take care of us, to love us. And it doesn't just infect our relationships with other people, but our relationship with God as well. We want to come before God and say, "Look at me, I'm doing great. Aren't I perfect? I don't want you to look over here. Don't ignore that part of my life. I'm going to try and hide it from the all-knowing, omnipotent, almighty God." And we prevent ourselves from receiving His grace. This weekend, if you listen to these readings, they are humbling. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you are wise. Not many of you are powerful. Not many of you are noble. Let that sink in for a second. How do I view myself? Well, yeah, I'm wise. I'm powerful. Powerful enough to put myself right back in the hospital when I need to. Noble birth, we don't have that in this country, but you know what I mean. We build ourselves up. We want to think that we're the cat's meow. We've got everything together. We're perfect. But when we take an honest look at ourselves, we all have weaknesses. We all have areas where we're not the best, where we need other people. But if we live in this delusion and pretend that I've got it all together, all we do is hurt ourselves further. We don't take advantage of the gifts that God wants to give us, the gifts of our brothers and sisters who love us and care about us and want to provide for us. And we need to make that spiritual journey to allow ourselves to be the foolish of the world, the weak that God chooses, the lowly and despised that God works through. It's not, he works through them not only because he wants to, but because they let him. When we recognize our own weakness and limitations, we can ask for help and allow God to come in to heal what is broken, to give us the strength to provide for us. But when we pretend that we've got it all together, that we're perfect, God can't work through that because we won't let him. I don't need that help. I don't need that grace. I've got it all figured out. It amazes me often as a priest how often we, you know, Father Aaron and I, with all the decisions we make, liturgy, what you name it, we try and point to what does the church say? What does the document say? How are we supposed to celebrate Mass? And from the moment I've been ordained and beyond, I'll point out the document, read what the church has to say, and, well, I disagree. Or I don't think they're right. I know better. You know better than the church that God founded and has been around for 2,000 years and is inspired by the Holy Spirit to keep safe the doctrine of the faith and the teaching of morals and truth? That's pretty proud. That's a bit of hubris there. And where are you not allowing the church, in her 2,000 years of wisdom and inspired by God himself, to help you, to allow you to grow, to lift you up when you are weak? Jesus says something in our gospel today that is striking. Blessed are the poor in spirit. How often do we think about the poor as being blessed? We often look at them with derision. Why don't they just buck up and get a job? Why don't they take care of themselves? They're poor because they must be drunk or alcoholic or drug addict or you name it. But often those people who are poor, whether it's in spirit or materially, are much richer in their relationships, in allowing others to help them, in being loved. And God wants to do the same with us in our spiritual life. He wants us to come to him as a child, to admit we need our Father's love, protection, help, and care, to acknowledge those areas where he desires to pour his blessing into our heart to make us strong, to do things through us that we could never do ourselves, to allow ourselves to receive a love greater than this world ever could. Brothers and sisters, God knows you're not perfect. It's why he came to save us. If we had it all together, he wouldn't need to bother, because we are ready to go. But he came in love because we need him. He came in love to build us up where we are weak, to make us strong. As one of my favorite prayers during the Mass says, when we mix the water and the wine, may this mingling of the water and wine help us to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Do we receive the gift that is being given to us in humility, allowing God to raise us up to something more? Or do we think ourselves rich, delude ourselves that we don't need his help, and block out what he desires to do in our lives? Brothers and sisters, may we approach this altar poor and empty today, emptied of pride, emptied of delusion and self-grandeur, so that we can truly be made rich, rich in the things that matter, rich in receiving the love of God, who desires to do great things through us. The only thing getting in the way is you. So let us empty us of ourselves, so that we may be filled with the love, the life, the peace, and the joy of Christ, and truly witness to his greatness in the world.